Jake, just is Roddy okay? I know he had a little bit of court burn in the Big Ten tournament. Was that kind of acting up again today? Why was he sitting for the second half?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was like kind of hand, wrist. I didn't get a ton of detail, but you know, we waited till our trainer. We have Tony's unbelievable for us, so we waited till he said he was good to go, and immediately when Roddy went in, we trusted him to make some big plays for us. So I thought he showed some great toughness.
Early going, it looked like you said to him, play with more force. You wanted to play with more force. He eventually did that in the first half, and then in the second half, play made for you guys down the stretch. What's it like to see him kind of bounce back from those stretches where you need more from him, and he held up, I guess, his side of the bargain?
It's been great. It's been great to see just kind of our relationship continue to grow and strengthen in that bond, because Roddy wants to be coached hard, and he's such a talented player. He has such great feel. He can make adjustments mid-game. You can talk to him and things like that, and you see him adjust the next time without overthinking it or overcomplicating it. I think he's, you know, his feel and basketball IQ and ability to adjust mid-game is really impressive. And you know, he's a guy that I'm constantly reminding him to be aggressive, because when he's aggressive, good things happen for us.
Sort of the same question I asked Jameson, just how do you keep the team focused and locked in when, you know, there's so many fouls being called, the game is so choppy in the second half, and maybe not letting maybe some calls they don't agree with kind of get to them?
Yeah, I think we lean on our maturity and collective toughness, you know, during those stretches. This group has really grown together. We've shown a great deal of toughness now, certainly throughout games, but specifically end of games. And it was choppy. You know, we missed some shots we usually make. We struggled on a couple finishes around the rim. But we've talked about stay aggressive, move on quickly, don't let one play affect the other, and our guys have really embraced that.
With that staying aggressive, you guys, you know, talked about coming into this game, how you wanted to continue pushing the tempo, ramping up the pace. Is there any such a thing in your eyes as maybe playing too fast? Did you feel maybe some of those shots that you normally hit were rushed in any way?
I think we had a couple careless turnovers in transition where we got into crowds that, you know, in hindsight, you'd certainly love to have those possessions back. But it's a balance. What I don't want is our guys looking over and trying to guess whether we should be pushing or not. You know, if I feel like we did at the end of the game, we started to build a little lead and we needed to, you know, have better awareness of the clock, then we'll adjust. And we did, and guys executed that really well. But I want our guys being aggressive. We'll review on film. We'll continue to teach and grow in those areas. But I think it's a really fine line of over-coaching in those moments. A lot of it's, you know, depending on kind of the feel of the game and things. But I want our guys to keep pushing and running hard. We'll get better as we get used to doing that and reading those situations.
Bruce had to leave at the end there. If that really hard foul, what's the latest on him?
Yeah, I without clearly, I'm not a doctor or understanding exactly what to say, but I believe he got hit in the thigh, and you know he's certainly probably with our group right now, just getting some good recovery.
And then Scotty wasn't back yet. Can you give us an update on his status?
Yeah, we anticipate Scotty being back soon. You know, again, praying for him and his family, and he's got our support. His ability to step up, his ability to get fouled, I think he's grown in that significantly, specifically the end of the season. He really struggled to get to the free throw line first half of the season. He's really grown in that area. But you feel like the ball's going in every time he's there, and it helps. Like, you know, we designed some press break to get the ball into his hands so he could get to the free throw line. He played with great force the last 5-6 minutes of the game when we struggled to maybe make some shots, and he was able to get in there and put a ton of pressure on their defense. You know, his teams, when they put smaller guys on them, he's able to get in the paint and shoot over them and make them foul. And then when they put bigger guys on him, he's able to get loose, you know, that way too. So he's a matchup problem for teams, and we've been able to take advantage of it.
So Jake, you're 10 games into this as head coach, and almost half of those have been in this tournament setting where maybe your full preparation time, you don't know who you're playing next. so far, how would you differentiate how you prepare in this kind of situation versus in the regular season when you know exactly who you're playing, who's coming next?
I think right now you're really leaning on your own strengths and, you know, figuring out, and our staff's done a great job with this, but figuring out, right, the actions we're likely to see most, really locking in on those. Mike Young's an unbelievable offensive coach. There was no way, even if we had more time, were we going to be able to cover everything. But we've really embraced covering concepts. Our guys have prepared really well. That's been a consistent theme. I think that's helped us. You know, their mentality and attention to detail has really helped us in those settings.
And then I'm not going to ask you who you'd rather play, but I'm assuming you would rather play here in front of your home fans this week than on the road. Do you want to talk a little bit about the fans that have showed up for these two NIT games and how they've impacted you guys?
Absolutely. We would certainly love to be here. Both teams are good teams. But we would love to be here in front of our fans. Buckeye Nation, the way they showed up tonight was awesome. It was awesome. And our guys fed off that energy. I think that was obvious. But the support we've had these two games with the quick turnaround, not knowing necessarily when you're going to play, what time you're going to play, it's why we have the best fans in the country. You know, they their energy, passion, the way they showed up was special.
We talked about the consecutive blocks from Felix, but can you just sort of talk about how much he really impacts the game for you guys, especially defensively?
Yeah, you know, he's rebounded really well. His rim protection and his ability, his instincts defensively are really good. But make no mistake, he's been impactful offensively too. And I think you're seeing his growth with a little bit more opportunity and kind of freedom, and he's taking advantage of it. So he is a good two-way player. He's not a one-way, you know, one-way player. He's got some great instincts on the defensive side that really are elite. But he's been really good on the offensive side for us. He's growing in that way, and we got to keep creating opportunity for him because it's helped us win games. His offense has.
Yeah, you're talking about the crowd. The last two games when you were getting introduced, when they say Jake Diebler head coach, like there's a pretty raucous applause for you both in both games. I'm just wondering, like, do you notice that when you're getting your name called with that? And if like, what does that mean to you to kind of hear that?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to pretend like I didn't hear that. I did not hear it game one. My wife said something to me, and I did hear it in today. And yeah, it was a surreal feeling. I mean, it was. I think the support for this group, the way we've been supported down this stretch, has been awesome. So I typically don't hear a whole lot of anything during starting lineups and things, but my wife did point that out to me after game one, and I did catch it, and it was special. Yeah, I was super appreciative of that.
March Madness and the NCAA tournament, you're at a different site. Everything feels big. Here you're at your home, but you're still playing for your life. How do you, I mean, I'm sure this team knows it every game, but how do you get up every game knowing that really could be the last 40 minutes of Team 125?
We have a group who enjoys playing together and being around each other and has embraced working hard to set ourselves up to have our best chance on game day. And we've talked about it. Come Tuesday night, there are not going to be very many teams playing college basketball, and we'll be one of them. Our guys have earned that. We wanted to be in the NCAA tournament. Absolutely. There was some disappointment when we weren't. But our guys enjoy playing together, and they've earned the right to be one of the select few teams that are still playing this, you know, here in a few days.
Kind of just the mentality, if there's a trophy, we want to go win it?
Absolutely. Competitive group. Competitive throughout the entirety of the program.
Switching gears, Coach, Colin White won Mr. Basketball in Ohio last week. What do you like about his game?
Colin's tough. He's smart. He's versatile. I think Colin's got a bright future here in this program. And what I love about him most is he loves this place. And I just think his high school career is like it, it's been impressive to go to four state semifinals. I want to say that's pretty rare, right? There's probably a couple people that have done that, if more than him. But I just, both of our freshmen coming in, he and Junie Mobley, they love Ohio State, and they care a great deal about this place and this program. And I think, aside from their abilities, which both are talented, certainly, that excites me the most. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.